Blog Talk Radio.
The clock goes tick tock, the heartbeat hip hop. You know there's something greater you're called to be. You shut tight your eyes and breathe in deep.
Welcome to Shapeshifting. I'm Lisa Bonnies, author of Shapeshifting, Reclaiming Your Perfect Body. And this show is about shifting the shape of your body and your life into one that is as incredible and expansive as your imagination will allow. And boy, if you think about that, really, the sky is the limit because your imagination is boundless. So we can make our lives into anything we want them to be. And today, my guest is a good friend and one of my favorite guests, Elizabeth Ann Hill, author of Twin Souls, A Message of Hope for the New Millennium. And we always have the most fun and fascinating conversations when Elizabeth is here, because she's just so fun. Today, she's going to be discussing a new project that she's working on, and she will be asking for your direct feedback. So we'll be taking your calls at 646-716-8716 and your chat room questions. So hop on into the chat room or get ready to dial in. Either way, make sure you get your voice heard because Elizabeth wants to hear from you. She'll let you know what about in just a minute. But first, I want to make an exciting announcement of my own. If you've been listening to this show since its inception last summer, you may have noticed that it used to be about shape-shifting every week with the occasional author or healer interview. However, with so many amazing authors and experts out there, each of whom provide illumination to another facet of how life works, which is what makes up shape-shifting, the show is now booked solid through midsummer with amazing, fascinating authors. And shape-shifting, I mean the actual discussing of how to reclaim your perfect body and life, has sort of taken a back seat. Don't get me wrong, the author and healer interviews are extremely important in my opinion, or I wouldn't be doing them, because there's just so much to know and so many viewpoints to consider. I mean, without the author interviews, we never would have heard from Neil Donald Walsh a couple weeks ago or Debbie Ford next week. We never would have spoken with James Twyman about the Moses Code or Daryl and Nancy Casey about sacred sexuality. And it's this expanded knowledge that actually helps us to be successful shapeshifters. However, when it comes right down to it, we're not actually talking about your personal journey to exquisite health and your most soul-connected life. We're talking about the background information necessary to get there, but we're not working on actually creating something new and exciting for you personally. And to that end, I've decided to add another weekly show to the Shapeshifting roster starting May 5th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and every Monday night at 10 o'clock Eastern thereafter, I'm going to be hosting a more interactive shape-shifting show featuring the very best medical intuitives and psychic readings, and I'll be offering my own intuitive coaching. And this show will be about you shifting your shape. And I'll still be doing the Wednesday afternoon shows, never fear, bringing you the latest cutting-edge information on health, healing, and spirituality. The Monday night shows will be all about you at a time that's easier for more people to listen live and call in, helping you to figure out what's keeping you from your perfect body. And these readings and such discussions will be about zeroing in on what energetic blocks you may be unaware of, blocks that you are that are preventing you from losing that weight or getting healthier or whatever it is that you're working on using the shape-shifting process. So if you haven't read Shape-Shifting yet, now would be a good time to pick up or download a copy so you'll be in alignment with the show's purpose. You can get a copy at shapeshiftingonline.com or at any of the other places where books are sold. I just personally prefer if you buy it from my site, but whatever works for you is fine. The thing is about the Monday night show is we're not here to do generic readings or to answer career or love life questions. We're here to work. We're here to get to the bottom of what's keeping you from succeeding at your goals to get healthier and lighter. I know it can be so frustrating to work so hard on a diet or exercise program or even be unable to get started on it at all only to get smacked in the face with the realization that you're not making any progress or even possibly moving backwards. And that's where the Monday night shows come in. You can call in with your questions and get a free reading or coaching to help kickstart you on your path. But keep in mind that the answer you get might not be what you'd expect, because while this show will be a place to specifically ask questions about body and health issues, there may be another issue that Spirit wants you to hear about that's more important or needs to be addressed first. And that's the whole point of the book, Shape Shifting, as you'll find when you read it. There are often seemingly unrelated obstacles, obstacles that wouldn't occur to you as being the reason you can't lose weight or get healthier. So remember, when the question is asked, the answer given is what you need to hear, even if it seems unrelated to what you're asking about. I mean, sometimes you have to dissolve unrelated obstacles before you can get to what you're working on. That's the whole point of doing that show. Many people are completely unaware of the things that have seemingly nothing whatsoever to do with their health and weight and are blocking them from achieving their goals. And that's what my book is about, and I'm handpicking and scheduling medical intuitives and psychics who can help to give a clue to people who are interested in finding out what those blocks are so they can work through them. So basically what I'm trying to say is, if it isn't clear enough, is that I won't be taking generic calls from people who just want to know about their love life or careers or just calling for a fun freebie reading. The focus of this show is personal development, and that's what we're here for. Our improved health and shapes are a reflection of that self-improvement. And if you'd like to know about other topics, you can certainly contact any of my guests after the show. I'll make sure that all of their contact information is available, so you can follow up if you'd like to have a private session with them, whatever way you want to work it. And the month of May, we'll be offering some fabulous readings, including our good friend Curtis Foltz, who's a friend of the show. But the first Monday night show will feature a very gifted psychic named Glenna Dietrich, who is featured in the book Courageous Souls. And I got a reading from Glenna earlier in the week, as I will be doing from all of the readers for this show, in order to make sure that whomever I bring here for you not only works with integrity, but has an idea of what we're talking about with the whole shape-shifting thing. And I just love Glenna. She is so sweet and really very good at what she does. She gave me some very interesting information about my personal shape-shifting journey, which I'll share during that show, and I know that she'll make an absolutely wonderful first guest. So mark your calendars and make this show, Shapeshifting, one of your favorites on the Blog Talk Radio site, so they will send you a reminder email. As a matter of fact, while we're talking about the Blog Talk Radio site, don't forget to leave comments, 5 stars, and all that good stuff, because the more feedback you give the site about how much you like this show, the easier they make it to find. They feature it on the front page, and there's all kinds of other things that we will all benefit from if you let them know that you love this show. And also, as you know, if you listen to the show regularly, you know that I love stories of synchronicity, and this whole thing has a fun story behind it. And you might know, as you know, Elizabeth Ann Hill is my guest today, and you might know the story that she and I have. We have this incredible synchronistical story. I don't know if that's even a word or not, but we have this great story of how we met and ended up working together, which we might get into, maybe not. We've already discussed it in the past. But Elizabeth introduced me to a man named John Hodge, who had his own radio show called Think Again Radio, which I guested on last summer. And it's funny how a lot of behind-the-scenes fun interactions going on with the Blog Talk Radio hosts is becoming this neat little community of family. And John's one of these people. But long story short, when it came time for me to start getting serious about finding good, honest psychics for the Monday night show, it just so happens that John has a new project of his own called Soul 411, where he brings together and represents some of the most talented and sincere medical intuitives and psychics that he can find. So all I had to do is call John and ask him who he knew that would be interested and able to do the kinds of readings I'm asking for. So I'd like to introduce you to John first and let him tell you a little bit more about what he's doing before we bring Elizabeth on. John, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning. Good afternoon.
It's afternoon. Yeah, there you go.
Good afternoon everywhere.
How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for letting me have come on today, and thanks to Elizabeth for letting me have a few of her minutes as well.
Well, she's a wonderful human being, isn't she?
She is, and we've got a project for her now that's just really just, she's excited about it. I'm excited about it for her, and it's going to be just a great thing for everybody that's involved.
It really is. It's like I was saying briefly there, this nice little community is forming. And hey, there's Marguerite Manning in the chat room. Hi, Marguerite. How you doing? So everybody's here today. Well, why don't you tell us about your Soul 411 site and what are you working on?
Yeah, we got a couple things going. As you know, Lisa, you're part of the Speakers Bureau over there at DesertDogMedia.net, but I don't want to start cram too much down everybody's throat at once. But Soul 411 is an idea I came up with. I figured I started on a spiritual journey maybe several years ago, but it's really gotten stronger in the last few years with all the negativity in the world, the problem with unscrupulous religious leaders and so on and so forth. I think more and more people are looking for alternative answers. And so doing the show that you mentioned, Think Again Radio, I was able to interview some of the great and some unknown practitioners in the world and great thinkers in the world who have ideas that that make a lot of sense that 20 years ago people would have turned their back on, just as chiropractors 25 years ago were considered, you know, not doctors and not, you know, just flukes, you know, guys out there. But anyway, I think you're just seeing a lot of changes in the spiritual world as far as people looking for answers in places where they wouldn't necessarily look. So I found some of these folks are having the same issues as how can people find me or trust me and all that sort of thing. And so Think Again Radio, which I'll be doing some episodes of again, was part of the whole process, I guess, of doing the show and meeting these fine people. And then kind of, as you said, kind of going to work for them is where it's gone. And so now where it's led us to is soul411.com, information for your soul. Someone close to me gave me that, you know, we brainstorming for a name, and it went through several and ended up with soul411.com, information for your soul. So it's all about answers, people that are looking for answers, and we've got some of the finest, most credible, gifted people on the site at soul411.com. And it's not just a directory of psychics and mediums, but it's also information. We're going to be loading up articles on a constant basis for people that are, you know, questioning, you know, what is this all about? Man, what is the meaning of it all? We're going to try to have those answers on the site.
That's great. And I think the most important thing for me personally, I mean, other people might have other issues with this, but as far as I'm concerned when it comes to psychics and mediums, integrity and honesty really is the most important, because there's so many, you know, sham artists out there, as there is in any walk of life, and I know a lot of those people have given the good ones a bad name. So that's what I really like about what you're doing, is you're really making sure that these people are legitimate and they're not going to tell you, oh, I'll remove curse for, you know, $500, that type of thing.
Yeah, right. So, no, they're not making promises. They're not guaranteeing anything. They're just trying to help they're just trying to help people, which is what I'm trying to do as well. That's my whole goal in this whole thing is to be a source for people that are looking for answers who don't know where to look. You know, there are several directories out there, but there's just so many people out there, as you said, misrepresenting themselves or making claims and just trying to make a dollar. That, you know, we call them the $3.99 a minute backroom crystal ball readers or whatever. Just trying not to associate ourselves with those people at all, but people that are actually, when you see the people that are on this site at soul411.com, you see that they're not afraid to put their name out there, and people know where they are because they stand for good things, and they have families, and they're trying to, you know, what they're all about is trying to help people find answers and improve their life. And if they can do that, then their life is better. So these people are trying to better their lives by helping other people have better lives. So that's
right.
What it's all about.
That's the way it works. Fantastic. We've got Elizabeth on the line. Are you there? Can you hear us?
I am here.
Hi,
Johnny H. How are you, John?
I'm well, and you?
I'm quite well. Thank you.
I know you are. I'm very excited for you.
Margarita wants to know who's going to make sure John is legit. That's what Margarita
Yeah,
is.
Well, I think he's some shady character we need to investigate, but...
Absolutely.
He's squeaky clean.
Not about
we
it.
We can't get any dirt on him, can we, Marguerite? Anybody got any dirt on John in the chat room?
Yeah, not too much. I'm trying to keep it all on the down low. But I'm just very excited that I was hoping for great things in the first 90 days. That's what I always say. It's just, you know, let me just have 90 days and try to, so everybody will understand that what I'm about, what I stand for, and learn that and understand. But I couldn't have expected anything greater than what's happened already for one of our practitioners, Glenna Dietrich, and my good friend Elizabeth Hill there. They're working on something that's going to be very, very good. There's no doubt about it. If you've got any intuition at all, when you hear about it, you'll say, wow, what a great idea.
Yes, and John is helping us with that. So everybody is kind of pulling together in a family, and Lisa's helping, and everybody's helping, so it's all good.
All right, well, I'll get out of your way and let you girls go at it. Talk about it.
Alrighty.
And let everybody know what it's all about. And if you need me, you know where to find me. I'm at soul411.com.
That's right.
411 on that. Thank you.
Come find
me.
All right. Take care. Have a good show today. See you soon.
Alrighty.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That is a good question. Who is going to make sure that you
Well, I used to work for the police department. I could maybe get a background check done on him. But I need his fingerprints. So someone's got to get his glass after he drinks his cocktail, and we'll
Margarita
run it through.
Can make the margaritas.
Yeah, there you go. That'll work.
Margarita glass.
Then we'll get it, and we'll run it. We'll run a DNA sample on it. No.
That's great. So, John sort of tipped your hand there, saying that you have an announcement. And in the promos that I've been doing for the show, people already kind of know what you're working on. But why don't you go ahead and tell people what you're going to be working
on
here?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. As everyone knows, I've been through, you know, the loss of just about everyone and everything in my life.
Yeah.
And in the process of that happening, you know, it really brought me to this amazing spiritual journey. And you know, in the process, I did my radio show, and I had interviewed an author by the name of Robert Schwartz, who wrote a book called Courageous Souls, and wonderful, wonderful book, and I know it's doing extremely well already going out into the world. And what he did was he had got together a group of, I think it was four very talented mediums, channels, and he wanted to understand, you know, do we plan our challenges before we get here, and why, and, you know, those types of big questions that everyone wants to know. What is our purpose for being here, and why do we have these challenges that we have to overcome? I mean, everyone wants to know that. And he got these people who were able to actually, in some cases, work with their spirit guide in order to hear the pre-birth conversations of the people who were in this book. They were doing case studies on a group of people.
Wow.
And then one of them, Glenna Dietrich, was she's able to become completely a channel for spirit. And so what she does is she basically leaves her body and just, you know, becomes completely like an open channel. And, of course, she does it so that it's only beings who come in love and light and all that come through her. And she does not remember it at all afterwards. And so these entities, whoever they are, whether they're angels or masters or whoever they are, they come through and begin speaking through her. And she is just the channel. She's not aware of what's being said until afterwards, and she listens to the tape. And so I remember when I was doing this radio show and interviewing Robert Schwartz about this, because this is something for me that I always was very intrigued by, you know, because I lost my twin sister, my mother and father, I went through a divorce, you know, I even just lost my dog who I adored, I mean, everything, you know, and I wanted to know why, you know, did this happen, and I asked a lot of questions, I was always questioning, so I started, you know, in my book Twin Souls, I have all these chapters, what is life, what is death, you know, what is our purpose, what, you know, what is God, you know, all these questions, so I was always a big questioning person, and I remember saying to myself, I would love to have a reading with one of those mediums in that book, because I'm so interested in that subject of why do these things happen, and bigger questions, you know, I wanted to understand, you know, how we could transform the world. I think that's why I'm in, why my sister and I both came into physical body was to help with the transition that's taking place. So then in comes John Hodge, and we and I became friends. He was doing his own radio show, and he started doing this, putting together this website, and he asked me if I would be a tester, you know, for these mediums that were going to come and be on his website and his promotions. And so, of course, I said yes.
Which
who's going to turn down?
Which is one of his ways of making sure that these people really are who
right.
they say they are. We're talking about the
right.
integrity thing. He actually is testing them and making sure that they are
exactly.
who they say they are.
Right. I didn't mean to talk on there without letting you talk.
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure that we cover all of this.
Yeah, he did. He definitely wanted, you know, and I've had so much going on in my life, and I guess he figured if they could tune into that, they could tune into anything. And I think partly was what I attracted, because I'm still going through horrendously big changes, you know, continually. Like, just things come at me like 1,000 miles an hour. And so, you know, I think it helps me because, you know, I feel I am very... a person who's ready to understand these changes that keep happening. But at the same time, you know, as a human being, you're like, my God, is there anything else that I have to deal with here? And so I think I attracted it because it did help me, once again, to have these people come and help me to see, you know, yes, you're on your path and this is what's going on. And so long story short, one of them was Glenna Dietrich, and I was so thrilled because she was one of the mediums in this book, Courageous Souls. And so we had a wonderful reading. She was on the phone with me for 3 hours. I mean, she was so kind, and, you know, she just is amazing. She just, you know, every aspect of my life, she hit on it, and she counseled me. You know, it wasn't just, you know, a one-way dialogue with her telling me what's going to happen. She doesn't even really do that. It's more of a spiritual counseling session. And then in the back of my head, though, I'm like, God, I really want to do this, the channeling. Well, basically, we talked so much that there was basically just 10 minutes left, and we did this amazing channeling where she leaves her body and these wise beings came through, and they said that they were guides from another dimension who, of course, they came in love and light to talk to me, and they gave me some wonderful messages, some personal messages about my life, and then they asked me, do I want to ask questions? And so I was kind of got stage fright because I've experienced this type of channeling before, but I've never been allowed to ask questions. And so I did ask a few questions, and that was it. It was over because we only had 10 minutes. And so I started thinking to myself, you know what, I have got to have more of that. And so I asked Glenna, would you please allow me to pay you to have another 30 minutes of that? And she said, well, normally she doesn't do that. She likes to do the whole counseling thing, but she said she would. And so, you know me, big question person, always wanting to have ask questions. And so I had a list of like 25 questions that I wrote out that I was going to ask. And as I was doing this, you know how they say, you know, there's a still, small voice within. And that is the most reliable voice, by the way, because I got a lot louder voices going on. And I think sometimes it's your own ego getting in the way. But when the thought is very fleeting but very still and very quiet, that's the voice you want to listen to, because I heard a voice say something to the effect of interview with the universe. I thought, that's interesting, because really in my book, Twin Souls, is basically like an interview with the universe, because I ask so many questions, and then I would get the answers, you know, come to me with the help of my twin on the other side.
Right.
And so I'm like, that's interesting. I wonder if Glenna would be interested in doing an interview with the universe. I wonder if these wise beings on the other side would be interested in doing this. And so that was all. I mentioned it to her, and then we started the reading. And these entities came through, and, you know, I asked them who was present, and they said that they were some considered maybe to be guides. They came from another dimension, and they also expressed the fact that Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and Archangel Metatron were present, which is very significant. If you read Twin Souls, Archangel Michael is, I'm very connected to Archangel Michael.
Right.
And then Gabriel helps writers and communicators, and also Metatron is the energy of transformation. So it was very significant that those three, and I'm sure, you know, many others, but those were the three they named. And then they said the Brotherhood of Light, which I've been recently learned that I work with the Brotherhood of Light, which is a group of ascended masters, which includes Jesus and all of the great masters that most of us know and some we don't know. And their whole purpose is to serve the earth. They, you know, that's who they are. They want to help the earth and probably many other dimensions as well. And so they were present, and also they said some other beings from other dimensions whose names they wouldn't even be able to pronounce for me in English. And then they had some, yeah, who were from denser dimensions than the Earth, who were all present. All these people were present. Or not people, whatever you want to call them, souls. And I was, wow, you know. And so we began talking, and they said it at least twice. We really encourage you to follow up on this idea, and we would be more than happy to answer your questions. And so the interview with the universe was born. And, you know, I asked them some very big questions, and a lot of the answers are answers that we've heard. But when it comes to that way, it's just there's not words to describe the feeling. I mean, you know, for example, I said, well, do we plan our challenges? And they simply just said, yes, we do. And they didn't really elaborate. They said, it's hard for us to explain to you in human terms, but yes, you do. And then I asked them, for example, you know, what is the biggest problem that we have on Earth right now? And they said, okay, well, get your pencil ready because we're going to give you the answer, and it's one word. And I said, okay. And they said, it's judgment. You know, we've heard that before, but when it comes through such wise, you know, channels, it's even more powerful. And they said, you know, judgment of the self and judgment of others is the biggest problem that we face. And I can go into more of the questions if you'd like, but this is the gist of what happened. And so Glenn and I are going to be meeting at the end of May. I'm flying to Minneapolis, and we're going to be recording this on a CD, and we're going to write a book and possibly a video. So,
wow,
that's happening. Yeah,
it's really very cool. So right now you are in the process of gathering questions from people.
Right. Right, okay. And I have so many already, but it's like I want to know what other people want to ask, and so I'm very open for people to give me their ideas of what they would like to know. I mean, I want questions that are going to help the whole planet is so much
right.
as, you know, individual, which, you know, but I think what I'll do is going to break it down into, like, different types of things, like, for example, you know, religion and politics and education and parenting and relationships, and all ask them, you know, all the things that are no longer serving us and the things
right.
that maybe we can keep that do serve us, and then, you know, things like that. But definitely looking for what other people would like to know, because it's not just about me.
Right. And it would be interesting to see how many of the questions are the same. I mean, there's a reason that all websites have an FAQ on them. There are frequently asked questions. So,
yeah.
You know,
well, I think,
it'll be interesting to see what you get.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's going to be very interesting. And, I mean, I think, well, all people kind of have the same questions. I mean, you know, why are we here? And, mm-hmm. and you know, because it is kind of confusing at times. You know, when Glenn and I were having our discussion, our very first one, when these entities came through, they said, you know, that they like it when human beings have these discussions, and they said they understand the confusion. Because, you know, Glenn and I went around in circles. I said, you know, but if we plan our challenges, you know, ahead of time, then, you know, can we overcome them through free will? And then, you know, if what about the law of attraction, and how does it all fit together? And so her and I were going around in circles about that question, because that's always a question on my mind. You know, do we come in with a complete blank slate? Do we come in with a plan, but yet we can change the plan? Or, you know, not that anybody knows the answer. I mean,
right.
maybe we're not supposed to know. I don't know. But I think all people want to know, you know, how can I better my life? How can I better the world? I mean, really, that's kind of where it all points to. But
yeah, it really does. In essence, it boils down to pretty much the same thing. And I like what you said about the judgment, because when I had my reading with her the other day, that was the answer to one of my questions too.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment, and the way that I even see that, it's not even so much that we think of the word judgment as meaning thinking something bad about someone or something, but the fact
right.
is judgment means forming an opinion of any sort.
Right. It's like. Yeah, it's like, and especially about yourself, like,
yeah.
you know, that's not the right way, or that's, you know, something. But yeah, you're right, it doesn't have to be negative. It can be...
Right, well, I mean, look at the Course in Miracles. The whole point of the whole book of Course in Miracles is teaches that the entire thing is an illusion, and that we assign all the meaning to everything
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
has meaning to us, and that is all judgment. So it makes
mm-hmm.
so much sense that judgment is the biggest problem, because even if we're not negatively defining something, we're still defining it with our own filter.
Right, and if you read the book The New Earth, which I, it's so funny how things happen, because as I just started reading The New Earth and by Eckhart Tolle, and every time I would read a chapter, it would have something to do with what I was going through right at that moment.
Isn't that amazing,
you know,
when that happens?
Yeah, like for example, you know, I had been asking for abundance, like we all are, because I think the whole entire world is dealing with money issues. And an opportunity came to downsize, to go to this darling little cottage, you know. It was everything I wanted, you know. It was a mile from the beach, incredible, right? But I had just bought, you know, I recently got divorced, and so I treated myself to this gorgeous furniture. You know, everybody that sees it just, you know, loves it. And so I was having a real hard time. Like, I have to give this up if I want to go to this new space, which will reduce my bills by, you know, $900 or something. And, gee, what do I do, you know? And so then, of course, I'm reading The New Earth, and there it is talking about attachment to material possessions. And so it just made me laugh, and so I was able to sell it. I just, boom, sold it, you know, got rid of it, you know, let it go. But, I mean, it's all about our attachment to form, you know, the physical. And, you know, recently I even had to, because, you know, when I went through a divorce, you know, we had a dog. And I'm still, like, even today and yesterday going through the struggle of I've got to let the dog go. And so we are attached to people and to things. And so I think part of my lessons is learning how to detach. And that's what the New Earth talks about, that our attachment to things and people and animals and whatever else is a big source of suffering.
Right.
What's that?
Well, one of the things that I was listening to your, you were on He Said, She Said a few weeks ago, that's a Monday show, that I just did last Monday. And one of the things that I loved most, I mean, you know, we've known each other for a couple of years now, but listening to you, you know, as an objective observer, was really interesting to hear you talking about how you have changed the way that you live your life according to what your intuition tells you have to do, that you have to start your morning with your spiritual practice, because if you do not do that, then your life just doesn't go smoothly. And as much as you may have fought against doing that because it doesn't fit in what you really wanted to do, you really do walk the talk, and you're seeing positive, fabulous results as a result.
Well, you know, it's a constant struggle, you know, for someone like me who spends their whole life talking and learning about spirituality. So if you can imagine people who don't, how hard that would be. But, yes, I mean, for the most part, I do that. I mean, I follow my intuition, and sometimes when I don't follow it and I try to force something, inevitably it doesn't work. And so the most amazing and people kept telling me, you know, on my radio show, I had people doing readings for me, and they kept saying, you know, expect the unexpected. And this opportunity with Glenna was completely, I couldn't have dreamed it up if my life depended on it. But what these wise beings said is, you know, this is an answered prayer for both of you. You both have been asking to serve the world in a very big way. And so, you know, our prayers really do go answered if we allow. That's the key. If we allow it, you know, we don't fight against it.
Right.
And if we're constantly in our minds, which, you know, I'm just as much as a culprit of anybody else, you know, I have to remind myself, get out of your head and let it happen, you know.
Yeah.
And that was part of with this move that took place. I mean, there's all kinds of miracles surrounding this move that I'm making. And you at first you would think, well, you know, you're having to downsize, but it's to clear everything and from the past to let it go is the greatest miracle I can't even describe.
Yeah.
Because the stuff all kind of had attachments to the past, you know, the things that I had. And in letting it all go, it completely is detaching me from the past and allowing me to move forward. But I think people in general, you know, understandably, we get attached to and that was one of the things they also said, that people get so stuck in their lives thinking that somehow they're stuck and they can't move forward. And, you know, you can if you allow the intuition and you allow, in my case, I feel like I'm allowing this to happen. And so as soon as I allowed this move to happen, and I let go of the past, then this the opportunity with Glenna came in, and John, and you, and all these people. So it's just, it's not about struggle. That's for sure.
Right.
It's
right.
Not about struggle.
Absolutely. And you know what? Also, even the word downsizing, I think a lot of people look at that as a negative, where you only downsize if you're forced to by circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
But actually downsizing, when I moved to Florida, before we moved here, we had this incredible house. It's three floors with a basement, three bedrooms,
mm-hmm.
three bathrooms, hot tub, fireplace. I mean, it was this exquisite home. And when
yeah.
we moved to Florida, which is a much more expensive place to live, right now we live in this crappy little beach house with one bedroom. But but it's so incredible because it's so open and free, and it's just this, you know, it's this
yeah.
funky little house. And it's I am so much happier now than I was with this house,
yep.
this giant elephant of a house that I had to keep clean.
It's exactly the way. Well, I live in a very beautiful one-bedroom apartment that's very big for a one-bedroom, and it's, you know, in this gated community, it's on the top floor, and it has a gorgeous view. You know, it's all those wonderful things. But you know what? The energy is horrendous here because I'm in an apartment complex of probably, I don't know, 1,000 people or something.
Wow.
And there's car doors slamming and dogs barking and door and noise. And I am so sensitive to noise, and I'm just going out of my mind with the noise. And I go to this new place, and granted, it's small, but it has skylights and this beautiful private patio garden. And when I open my door in the morning, all I hear is birds.
Uh-huh.
No car door slamming, no horns honking, no dogs barking. I mean, it's just, and that is what I need, is silence in order to be creative. So the downsizing is a huge blessing. But I think that's a lesson for a lot of people, is that you get so attached to what you think you need and what you think you have to keep and what you think you have to have.
Right.
Guess what? You don't. And
right.
I had and so to me, it's like moving to a mansion, because all I want more than anything is the peace and quiet, you know,
right.
just to be able
so
to
you've
do
just
the
got
creative
a lot more,
thing.
You've got more space for yourself to be. You
mm-hmm.
may not have
mm-hmm.
as much physical space, but as
right.
far as just your own expansion, you've got this unlimited possibility
mm-hmm.
now.
Right, and not to mention, you know,
go ahead.
Well, I just said not to mention the ocean being
right.
less than a mile away. I mean, that is the most expansive feeling you can ever have, is to stand looking at the ocean. And so I
yeah.
need that.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's huge. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's so healing being at the water. In fact, I told you the other day when I was listening to your appearance on this show, I was listening to my iPod while I was waiting in the Gulf of Mexico. And
yes,
there's nothing more healing than being in nature. I mean, if you don't have access to a beach, you know, obviously you got to find something else.
You know.
But yeah, there's always
well,
some
the mountains
kind of
are gorgeous, too. I mean, all kinds of nature. Nature in general.
Right.
I constantly
right.
get that message. Go out in nature. Whenever I get flustered or worried or upset, go out in nature. And that was another really interesting thing, and this is that I asked, and this I thought was fascinating, because I have a hard time meditating. I mean, it's getting worse. Like, it's weird, because before I could meditate for longer periods of time, and now I sit there, and maybe it's because of the energy where I live at the moment, and I haven't moved yet, but I just try so hard. And so every day I'd feel like, okay, here I am, this spiritual person, and I can't meditate. And I felt like a failure every single day. And so I asked these beings about this, and they explained that, first of all, me as a person, I came in with extraordinarily high metabolism and high energy, and so it's highly detrimental to force myself to do anything, you know, whether it be sitting still. And they said that's not, there's no benefit to that whatsoever. And they said that the human body is mutating, basically. And
right.
so
yes.
in the past, it was needed for people to calm the body as well as the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Where that has kind of gone away. Really what needs to happen is the mind needs to be calm, but the body doesn't have to be still in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I would like people to know that, because I know so many people like beat themselves up, I can't meditate. And it's like,
right.
it's okay. When Eckhart Tolle's book, where he talks about being totally present, that's silence of the mind, being totally
right.
in the present moment of now, whether you're walking in nature or whether you're washing dishes or whatever it is,
yeah.
that's where you need to be. And they told me, you know, when you write, you're totally focused, and that's what it is that's beneficial. Or, you know, it's not the sitting and, you know, sitting and trying to do something that isn't working. And I think that's important for people to know in the spiritual community as well as
right.
Don't force yourself to do something that isn't working, but find a way to focus and quiet your mind. Your body doesn't have to be still.
Exactly. And you mentioned washing the dishes. That to me is one of the most amazing things I ever got out of the book, Miracle of Mindfulness, where he's talking about where you can actually use doing the dishes as a meditation, where you really, you don't, while you're washing the dishes, you don't think about the cup of tea you're having later. You actually wash the dishes and you actually be in the moment. And I hate washing dishes. I resent every molecule of any form of housework. It makes me mad.
So do I.
You hear it in my voice. I hate housework. But reading this, I've really learned that there is a very soothing meditative quality to doing consciously, present in the now, doing dishes or doing the housework. It's a very mindful meditation. And you're right. You don't have to be in a lotus position or lying down or anything like that to actually become in a meditative state.
I mean, if some people do. And so now that I've released myself from that prison of every morning I have to sit and meditate for an hour, now I can sit for, you know, whatever time it feels right. You know, 10, 15 minutes breathing. There's no, and they, I remember that I was hearing while I was trying to do this hour meditation, there's no right or wrong way. They kept telling me that, and of course, you know, my ego would get in the way and say, I have to do it, you know, the way Paramahansa Yogananda did it, because, you know, he was like one of my mentors, and that was, they said, that was the past. The body has changed, you know, and if some people can do it, and they love it, and that's great, but if you can't, you know, you don't have to do it a certain way. There's no right way.
Right.
And so now, it's more like I'll take a bath and just sit there and do, you know, think about nothing or go to the beach or, you know, I will sit there for 15 minutes or whatever doing breathing and meditating, but it won't be like I have to sit here for an hour and I have to clear my mind and that's a miss, and that's what I was doing, you know, and I was, you know, and they told me too that, you know, I was so critical of myself. And that was one of the biggest problems I had in my entire life with any health issue that I had, with any relationship issue that I had. It all came down to I was so hard on myself, and I would never be hard. And I had no idea that I was even hard on myself. But now I catch myself, what I'm saying to myself. Like, would I say that to someone else? I wouldn't.
Really? Exactly. Would I be that mean to somebody I like? No.
Well, yeah, they said, you know, you have these high expectations. Not that high expectations is bad, but your expectations are so high that if you're not at this point in your life and this, and it's that is all ego. I have to be, you know, a best-selling author, and then I have to, and it has to happen this way, and I have to live in a mansion, and all of that stuff is making my life miserable, you know, because I feel like I failed because I didn't get something in a particular order,
And it's because what other people expect you to have. If you're a best-selling author, well, why don't you have a mansion?
Exactly. You know, so, but the thing is, this is all shape-shifting what we're talking about, too, because you've got to shift your mind to, number one, be very grateful for what you have. And Louise Hay, I mean, she says it beautifully. When she taught people to love themselves, all of their problems went away. And also to do the gratitude journal. So, you know, I always thought, oh, you know, yeah, I already know about all that stuff. But, you know, when I actually started doing it, I would do, and, you know, the mirror exercises are the worst for me, but to sit and look in the mirror and say, I love and accept you just the way you are, over and over and over again, and then write down what I was grateful for. But the minute I started doing that, it really shifted the energy. That's when this new place came into me and this new opportunity came into me after I started doing that. It's amazing, and this is a shape-shifting thing. If you love yourself, I know that's very difficult, especially in Western culture. Like, that's self-centered, or that's, you know, how crazy. But you have to. And remember how I was attracting all these really critical people? Pretty much I've had these really critical people in my life since I realized way back. Well, no wonder I was so critical of myself.
Right.
That I was attracting. And that's what they said. They said, you know, everyone thinks that things happen to them. That just is not true.
Right.
It doesn't just happen. It's the reflection on the outside is an exact reflection on the inside. But because we don't see that, we think, well, we're not, you know, I thought, well, I'm not hard on myself. So therefore, there has to be some other reason why this is happening.
Right.
But actually, some of the things can be very deep-seated, like very even on a subconscious level. So if we recognize that, you know, we probably do have some guilt and some lack of forgiveness that we don't even know about, and we probably do not love ourselves as much as we could. That was the hugest, that's a shape-shifting thing right there. I'm sure you can agree with that.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime that you have any form of judgment about yourself that's a negative judgment, you are creating more of that, whether you're aware of it or not. And it can be, well, actually, that's the main reason for doing these Monday night shows is because, you know, you can go through all of the self-realization and the analyzation and the, all of this type of stuff, but you get to a point where you just go, what? Come on, what? And so that's what hopefully this is to help kickstart. Like when I talked to Glenna the other day, I was kind of at that point. You know, come on, I'm the expert on this, and I'm stuck. What's up with that? And she gave me some really, really powerful stuff. I mean, she reminded me of one thing that I already know, and you touched on it, is that our bodies are changing. As the human race evolves, as the world shifts, we are physically changing, and a lot of the excess weight that we are keeping on us isn't because we're eating too much or not exercising enough. It's either a grounding or it's just us transforming into the new human.
Yes, that's what they said to me. They said that there's a lot of people suffering on the planet because I have some, like right now, I can't breathe in all the way. I have that issue going on. I got really dry eyes. I have all these weird little, problems, and I thought, there must be something, but when I asked about it, they said human beings are suffering right now because of the body is mutating, and it's mutating so that it can accept the higher energy. And so they said not to struggle with any of these things. Do what you can do to the best of your ability, but not to struggle with it, and that was just because things are changing. So there is change.
On being healthy. Don't concentrate on being skinny and looking like a centerfold.
Mm-hmm.
Concentrate on being your healthiest self.
Right.
Which basically is what happens when you can love yourself.
When you love yourself and when you allow yourself, and this is a big thing with being, and I've put together a workshop called The Art of Alchemy, and one of the things that people just don't do is they don't allow themselves to play and have fun. And, I had a guest on my show, Dawson Church,
who
I really loved, and he wrote a book called Soul Medicine, and you had him on, too. He talked about the fact that they have a study in the book where they had these DNA strands in this test tube, and they had these people trying to use the power of intention to wind and unwind the DNA strands. The only people who could do it wasn't the meditating people. Even, it was the people who were in what they call the heart space, or I call the heart center, I forget what he called it, heart resonance, meaning complete joy and peace. They were actually, when they were in that state, they were actually able to, with the power of their intention, unwind or wind the DNA strand. So what does that tell you? You know, and he said, so now they're working on a project where people are learning to meditate while in their heart center, because the meditation is very powerful, don't get me wrong. But if you're doing it in your mind, then it's not that power. Then it takes you have to do it in your heart. And that's a very hard thing to do, by the way. But to allow yourself to be like a child once in a while and play and be silly. In fact, it actually should be probably a very big part of your life. Because otherwise you can't create anything.
Right.
If it's all like, what do I have to do and what do I have to do and I have to do this and I have to do that and why is this not working out? And I mean, I'm the queen of that. I got my head goes 1,000 miles an hour, and when I stop and go down to the ocean or, I found some new things that, well, actually they're old things that I used to do. Like, for example, boogie boarding. I took that up after 25 years. Ballet. Took ballet again. Rollerblading. Those things bring you into the present moment, and they are so joyous. And that doing those things, it shifts the energy.
Yeah.
And so I think people, need to allow for more play and fun and loving themselves and not being so harsh. And the other thing that they said, which I thought was so interesting, which we all kind of know this, I guess, but the people who are on the planet now who are playing these roles, these rigid, unbending, even violence, they actually have come in, because we live in a realm of polarities, it has to be that way. They have come in to play that role so the rest of us can rise up in consciousness. And so it's not appropriate to be disrespectful or rude to these people in any way. And I know that's very hard. And I always bring up George Bush when I talk about this. He is playing the role that he came to play 100%.
Right.
And all the blame and anger that's going out is completely self-defeating. And,
right.
And there's certainly worse people, you know, the people that are blowing up people. And, you know, but any one of these people that we feel are, oh, that terrible person, they said, this is the role they came to play.
Right.
So don't focus on them. Don't focus on the war. Focus on yourself. And they said that everyone should just say, I am peace, over and over
right.
again, and focus
right.
on their own inner peace. That's how you change the world, no other way.
Right. Yeah, you can't
than that.
Protest the war in a peaceful manner. You can't protest
no.
anything and be
no.
peaceful. And
you can't
place
the blame on anybody. What's happening on the earth is happening on the earth, and it's been predicted for 1,000 years. There's no one person or one group that's responsible. So get out of that idea
right.
and focus in on yourself and where, what is the war going on inside yourself.
Yeah.
That's,
and be thankful
that's shape-shifting.
It really is. Because as much as we may, you know, say that we detest what's going on over there or in Washington or whatever,
anywhere,
it could not happen without some form of our conscious input. Some form. We all are in some way responsible for the condition the world's in. So
well,
if what we want to do is improve the world, then improve yourself.
We're, it's a collective consciousness thing. I mean, everything that's taking place is a collective consciousness. And it's also from past times, and all of us have reincarnated, so we're all responsible.
Right.
This has been going on for several thousand, well, at least 2,000 years.
Yeah.
You know, so we can't just take this one little segment of time and say, this person is to blame. I don't care if it's Al-Qaeda or who it is. It's a false, it doesn't help to focus on that. What needs to happen is people to focus on themselves only.
Right.
They're not. It's not your job to transform any other person around you, you know, whatever their beliefs are. They're on their path, and I had to learn that. I mean, it was hard for me because I was married to someone who was very, very rigid in his belief system, and God bless him, he was the one that helped me see the it's that polarity thing, you know, the unity of opposites, how I talk about my book all the time.
Right.
God bless him, and even Lucia, who's another wonderful medium on Soul 411, Lucia Reed, amazing, she was amazing. She told me, you know, this person who played your husband, the role of your husband in this lifetime, he has played many antagonistic roles for you, and he does it out of love. And it was funny because I already knew that inside.
Right.
It was
right.
very, you know, we had a, you know, I don't, I mean, we had a very difficult, because we were so opposite, and he was very critical of me, verbally, you know, critical, and I didn't even realize it until after, like, way later, people said, you know, did you realize that your ex-husband was really critical of you? And I didn't even know it because, you know, I was so used to it.
Right.
But the point of the matter is he's his soul is playing that out of love, and I'm playing the role for him out of love. And so they said not to judge anybody's role, because that puts you stuck. If all you do is blame someone else or blame the circumstances, then you will not transform, you will not shape-shift, you will just be stuck
right.
in the past.
In fact, we've only got 6 minutes left, and I want to make sure that we do let people know your book, Twin Souls, A Message of Hope for the New Millennium, can be found at Amazon, Barnes & you know, places where books can be found, but also at your website or no?
No, not on the website. It's Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. It's Twin Souls, A Message of Hope for the New Millennium, and also the children's book, which was a condensed version of Twin Souls, basically, that was illustrated by very talented artist Lena Gardelli. And that's actually for adults too.
Yeah, it's a beautiful book.
It's gorgeous, and that is also Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. My website is TwinSoulsOnline.com.
Cool.
TwinSoulsOnline.com,
okay.
And I also have a SacredSiteJourneys.com.
That's right. You've got your Sacred Site Journeys. Twin Souls, for anybody who hasn't, we didn't really talk too much about the book. Is basically Elizabeth's path from not knowing anything about this stuff to knowing way more than the average person, and how you found it out, and the story of how your twin sister who was on this side of the fence, you know, she was the new age person and you were the Republican, you know, conservative, how when she passed away, you then began stepped into your spiritual path because she started contacting you from the other side.
Right, and the point was not that any one of us had it wrong, because we used to argue and bicker about our beliefs. It was just that we saw the, each other's point of view, and we saw how silly it was to sit and argue about who was right and who was wrong when there was no such thing as one person's belief is right and the other one's wrong. You know, so that was part of it. It's a human interest story about twins, but it's also, well, as you know, people have told me, my God, it's like a doctoral thesis or something because I had so much research in the part that talks about the message. So it is.
It's
a very...
my favorite book.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a very powerful book, and I take actually partial credit because I feel like really, I mean, I did do all the work, but it was basically I was felt led to do it. And in this interview with the universe, I feel is an extension of that, really.
Yeah.
Because it's just more big questions. All I had was big questions and big answers. And now, you know, I feel like, you know, because Conversations with God, that was, you know, Neil Donald Walsh, his books were a big part of Twin Souls. And I feel like this is kind of an extension of that because, you know, in his conversations, we didn't get to hear the conversation.
Right.
Although it was wonderful. Now, with this interview with the universe, we're going to record this and maybe even video it. We're not sure about that yet.
Wow.
So people can hear the conversation with, you know, with these wise, they're basically speaking in one universal voice, so that's why I call it Interview with the Universe.
Right. Now, if people do want to send you questions for this, do you want to send to your email address?
Let's see. Yeah, we're gonna have a website, but right now we don't have one because it's just in the beginning stages. But, you know, go to my website, twinsoulsonline.com, and there's a contact form. They can just send me a contact form. So twinsoulsonline.com, or I'm sure through your, you can put a link on your...
Yeah, I'll be putting a link to that on shapeshiftingonline.com's radio page, and it's also, right now it's on the Blog Talk radio page. So, if you can't remember her website, just go shapeshiftingonline.com, check out the radio page, and that's where you will find a link to that. Anything else coming up? Just got a couple minutes left to wrap up.
No, I guess we didn't take any calls or questions, but that's okay. Everything was as it was meant to be. And I'm in the process of moving and doing all these crazy things in my life, letting go of everything. So not much going on other than this upcoming project, which is huge. So
it is huge. I'm looking forward to hearing more about it. We'll have to have you back on the show to follow up.
Yeah, definitely will.
In the meantime, everybody, like I said, mark your calendars. Next week, Debbie Ford is going to be my guest. The week after that, Lynn McTaggart, author of The Field and The Intention Experiment. Starting May 5th, we're going to start doing those psychic readings on Monday nights for everyone. Get your shape-shifting questions answered. My first guest is going to be Glenna Dietrich, the one that Elizabeth and I have been talking about here on the show today. Gosh, I think that's pretty much everything. Thanks to everybody in the chat room. I know we didn't take any questions at all, but they were talking among themselves going, oh, yeah.
Well, they weren't giving me any questions, so
that's
okay, though. I kind
of... plenty of conversation.
Yeah. I know what questions people want to know, but if anybody has anything, they can definitely let me hear it. So
very good. And you've also got a MySpace page that they can send you a friend request to there.
I do.
Well,
which you put together for me because I don't know how to do those kind of things.
That's right.
So
you're pretty much psychologically illiterate, huh?
Yeah, I'm one of those indigos. Well, the kind of indigo that only sees the bigger picture and can't do the details, but.
But you know how to find somebody who can, which is just as important.
Yes, I definitely know how to do that.
There you go. Okay,
with John
and
you and everyone helping, so.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah. We're all one big happy family. Thank you so much for being here. It just went so
thank
darn
you.
Fast. My
it
God.
It did. Which we never stopped talking for a moment. It'll go by quickly.
Okay. Well, thanks again for being here. And
alrighty.
Once again,
it's a pleasure.
TwinSoulsOnline.com for Elizabeth Ann Hill. Buy her book, one of the best books you'll ever read. Give it to your friends and family. It's educational.
And Circle of Life also.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thanks again, everybody, for being here, and I will talk to you next week with Debbie Ford. Talk to you then. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.